Security issues affect a missions group work in Darfur. AIDS creates new ministry growth for a mission agency. And church training materials are stretched thin for a resourcing ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, a mini-peace summit is slated for Nigeria's capital city Saturday. Talks will be aimed at finding quick ways toward a peaceful solution to Sudan's Darfur conflict. Jacob Kramer is with the Christian Reform World Relief Committee's Canada office. After a brief evacuation, he says tensions are under control and their work has resumed.
For now, we have a return to a reasonable degree of security in western Darfur, in which we are active. We are now back on full strength, yes. People are out of Khartoum and back into the office in Al Jenina.
Kramer says because the war is an inter-Muslim conflict, people are questioning what they believe.
As such, there is quite an openness to listening at our staff when they testify of why they are out there. Because that's another question they are bringing up. Why would you be out in such a dangerous situation to help us here?
Next, the Evangelical Free Church of America's Kevin Complain says their teams are now faced with the grim reality of the HIV/AIDS pandemic toll. Even as they work to educate, there's another move to create a safe environment for hundreds of thousands of orphans. They're advocating a form of foster care, placing the AIDS orphans with Christian families.
Our national partners and our expat missionaries are working to really teach a biblical sense of purity and to be able to teach really a godly biblical perspective on that. But the other thing that we want to do is to meet the medical needs through hospitals and clinics as best we can.
Complain says the physical aspect of their work is one part of a whole approach to ministry.
As we look across the continent, our goal is to see the church planted and established. And as the church is really functioning as the church with the compassionate heart of Christ, we're going to be able to touch really the whole person. You can't simply go and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ without demonstrating it.
You're listening to Mission Network News. With anti-American sentiment running high and mission outreach more effective from second and third world nations, World Gospel Mission is doing something about it. WGM held its first international summit this week. Speaking from Mexico City, WGM's President Hubert Herrmann.
There's no doubt that God's moving mightily in the world of missions in Latin America and Africa and Asia. And we just feel that WGM is uniquely positioned to join God in this movement, as our work has been concentrated really in these areas.
Herrmann says these churches are ready to do missions. He says WGM will probably restructure itself.
That would be an international organization under which the church would send their missionaries. It would no longer be a North American thrust. It wouldn't just be the United States sending missionaries, but rather missionaries coming from all over the world, going through all over the world.
The process could take 2 to 3 years. And Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says theirs is a problem of growth. The increasing numbers of requests for materials has depleted their warehouse. That means seminaries and pastors in training may have a wait ahead of them for resources. Palmerton explains.
We find ourselves right now with the need for books to fill at least 2 containers immediately. Those are 20-foot containers, and they will consist of approximately 30,000 pounds of books each. One is needed in Rwanda, and the other one is heading for a Bible college in India.
So he says, consider this a call to action.
We would like to solicit our friends to contact all of their area churches and their Christian friends and ask them to send their excess or unneeded Bibles and Christian books to CRI in Fowlerville, Michigan.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.